ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಿರಂಜನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮನಂತರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಾದ್ವಿಗ್ರಹಂ ವೈ ಈಶಾವತಾರಂ ಪರಮೇಶಮೀಢ್ಯಂ ತಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಯಥಾಗ್ನೇರ್ದಾಹಿಕಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾಹಿಯ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂತಾಂ ಸಾರದಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾಣಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಗೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಇಹೈವ ತೈರ್ಜಿತ ಸರ್ಗಃ ಯೇಷಾಂ ಸಾಮ್ಯೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮನಃ ನಿರ್ದೋಷಂ ಹಿ ಸಮಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ತೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾ. ನಃ ಪ್ರಹೃಷ್ಯೇತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನೋ ದ್ವಿಚೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಚಾಪ್ರಿಯಂ. ಸ್ಥಿರಬುದ್ಧಿರಸಂ ಮೂಢಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ಸ್ಥಿತಃ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ the benefit of gaining self knowledge. In the 18th shloka samadarshanam was mentioned as the jnana phalam. In the 19th shloka jivan mukti freedom while living was described as the jnana phalam. And in the last shloka 20th shloka ಹರ್ಷ ಶೋಕ ರಾಹಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಮತ್ವಂ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಫಲಂ. ಬಾಹ್ಯಸ್ಪರ್ಶೇ ಸ್ವಸಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ ವಿಂದತ್ಯಾತ್ಮನಿ ಯತ್ ಸುಖಂ ಸಬ್ರಹ್ಮಯೋಗಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ ಸುಖಮಕ್ಷಯಮಶ್ನುತೆ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ 21st ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂದ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಫಲಂ. ಅಕ್ಷಯಂ ಸುಖಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಫಲ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆನಂದ ಆರ್ ಸುಖಂ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ವೇದಾಂತ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಖಂ ಆರ್ ಆನಂದ. Vedanta classifies anandaha into four types. One is vishayanandaha or indriya sukham. Vishayanandaha, sense pleasure. Happiness born out of sense pleasure. Second type of ananda is vairagyanandaha. Happiness born out of vairagyam, born out of ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಥರ್ಡ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನಂದ ಈಸ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾನಂದ. ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ವಿಷಯಾನಂದ ಈಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, for every species in the world. Even animals have indriya sukham, vishayanandaha. And vairagyanandaha, happiness born out of certain maturity, born out of shastra shravanam, born out of love of the Lord, is not available for all, but available for the seekers, devotees. Third one is vidyanandaha, happiness born out of self knowledge. It is available only for jnanis, not even for seekers this ananda is available. And fourth type of ananda is atmanandaha. It is not at all experienceable. You cannot experience atmananda or brahmananda, but it is your own swarupam. It is not born out of any sadhana ఆర్ ఎనీ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఓన్ స్వరూపం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్. ఇన్ ది తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ దర్ ఇస్ ఎ ఆనంద మీమాంస అనాలిసిస్ అబౌట్ హ్యాపీనెస్. సో దేర్ ఎంటైర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ ఎ గ్రేటెస్ట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్. ఎంటైర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ హూ ఈజ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ యాజ్ వన్ యూనిట్. సో ద మంత్ర గోస్ లైక్ దిస్. సైషానందస్య మీమాగుంసా భవతి యువా స్యాత్ సాధు యువాధ్యాయకః ఆశిష్టో దృఢిష్టో బలిష్టః తస్యేయం పృథివీ సర్వా విత్తస్య పూర్ణా స్యాత్ స ఏకో మానుష ఆనందః. ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ దేర్ ఇస్ మనుష్య ఆనందః, హ్యాపీనెస్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్? యువా స్యాత్ సాధు యువా స్యాత్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఎంజాయిడ్ బై ఎ యూత్ హూ హ్యాపన్ టు బి ఎ ధార్మిక్ పర్సన్, బికాస్ వితౌట్ ధర్మ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఈవెన్ వరల్డ్లీ ప్లెషర్స్. వితౌట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ట్రాఫిక్ రూల్స్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాపీ జర్నీ. డూ యూ అక్సెప్ట్? వితౌట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ట్రాఫిక్ రూల్స్ అండ్ ట్రాఫిక్ సిగ్నల్స్ యూ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ హ్యాపీ జర్నీ. Therefore, Shastra says, even to have local happiness means available in this world, a person should be a dharmic one with all moral values. And he is a youth. And what type of youth? Ashishto, drudishto, balishtaha. He is a matured person with a long life, healthy body and healthy instruments, and he is emperor of the entire creation. It's an imagination. The unit is a imagination. Vedanta takes one individual in an imaginary way. That individual is a youth, and a dharmic youth, powerful youth with long life. All the sense organs are intact, and entire prithivi is his property. Tasyayam పృథివీ సర్వా విత్తస్య పూర్ణాస్య. ఆల్ ది ట్రెషర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ బిలాంగ్ టు హిమ్. యూ టేక్ దాట్ ఇండివిజువల్ యాజ్ ఎ శాంపుల్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఎంజాయ్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ దట్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఆర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ యాజ్ వన్ యూనిట్ ఇట్ హెస్ టేకన్ యాజ్ ఎ వన్ యూనిట్ దెన్ వాట్ అబౌట్ happiness enjoyed by other species in the creation? According to Shastra, there are so many higher species than the human being. The next stage of higher species is Manushya Gandharvaha, one who has become celestial singer by his tapas. He is called Manushya Gandharvaha. So 100 units of human being, which is prescribed here as the sample, is equal to 1 unit of Manushya Gandharva's Ananda. Like that, every stage, 100 units is equal to 1 unit, 100 units is equal to 1 unit, like that, it does Mimamsa analysis. There Shastra says, every type of Ananda, that is Manushya Ananda, by a human being who is youth with long life, with all sense organs intact, with all the wealth of the world, if he enjoys something, that is Manushya Ananda. 100 Manushya Ananda is equal to 1 Manushya Gandharva. Like that, one stages going on, 100 to the power of 10, up to the power of 10 it goes. Manushya Gandharva, then Deva Gandharva, then Pitruhu, like that, one by one, it does analysis. Every statement ends, Shrotriyasya Chakamaha Tasya. As even the Vairagya of the individual grows, the individual also can have what happiness Indra is having.
Which individual? If the individual is a vairagi, is a man of maturity, staying in this bhuloka, what happiness Indra is having, you can have. Like that, shortcuts also it gives. It's a beautiful analysis. If you have that Upanishad background, you will enjoy it. Here our topic is, in this mantra, Vishayananda is talked. Ananda, Sukham, born out of Vishayam, sense objects. Teye shatam manushya anandaha, ta ekaha manushya gandharvana manandaha. 100 units of Vishayananda is equal to 1 unit of another species. And at the same time, Vairagya Ananda also is talked here. Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. As even Vairagyam and Shastra Shravanam becomes more and more, our Ananda also becomes more and more. Then finally, the Upanishad, Mimamsa ends with that word. Yetat samagayan aste ha hu ha hu ha u. Ahamannam 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 ahamannado ahamannado ahamannadaha ahaggashlo gagridahaggashlo gagridahaggashlo gagrit. It is a song sung by a jnani. With all happiness, he sings, having gained the self-knowledge, he sings out of happiness. That is the grandest thing, that is called Vidyananda. This happiness is not available, this power of the 10, I told na. None of the fellow has this. Neither Indra nor anyone, Brihaspati, none of them has this. The Ananda which is enjoyed by a jivan muktaha purushaha. Iman lokan kamani kamarupam yana sancharan. Like that it goes. Then same Upanishad, the Mimamsa ends, fourth type of Ananda. Anando brahme divya janat anandadhye vakal vimani bhuta nijayante. All the places the word ananda is used, but in each place one type of meaning. Ananda is used for Vishayananda also, for sensory pleasures also. Ananda word is used for a happiness which is enjoyed by the seekers, Vairagyananda. And Ananda word used for the happiness which is enjoyed by Jivan Mukta Purushaha, a Jnani, Vidyanandaha. The same word Ananda is used for Atma also. For Atma also, the same word Ananda is used. That is the grandness of the language and cause for confusion also. Which Ananda is mentioned here, how we know? That's why they told, never study Upanishad individually. Don't purchase a book and start reading. You have to go always through the guidance. So this Ananda, fourth type of Ananda says, Anando Brahme Divya Janad. Understand, O disciple, understand. Anandam is equal to infinite. Which Anandam? The Anandam which is talked here is the cause of entire creation. It sustains the creation, and the creation gets dissolved into the particular thing called Anandadhye vakhal vimani bhutani jayante. From that ananda, entire creation has come. Anandena jata nijivante, because of which creation is sustained. Anandam prayantyabhi samvishantiti. Like that it goes. In this shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, a jnani doesn't have Vishayananda, but he enjoys other two types, four types of Ananda we saw. Vishayananda, Vairagyananda, Vidyananda, Atmananda. First three are experiential happiness. Vishayananda you can experience, Vairagyananda you can experience, then Vidyananda also you can experience. But fourth type of Ananda you cannot experience, because it is your Swarupam. It is not an object of experience, it is the subject of the very experience, it is your own very nature. And Jnani enjoys the second and third. Second and third means what? Vairagyananda and Vidyananda. A Jnani attains Atmananda He knows that it is his real nature by knowledge. He understands that I am Atmananda Swarupaha, Sachidananda Swarupaha, one word comes. Bhagavan is equal to Sachidananda, that Ananda is equal to here, Atmananda. Since he is totally enjoying this Vairagyananda and Vidyananda, he has happiness born out of wisdom and maturity. He is not bothered about the happiness born out of sense pleasure or sense objects. So therefore, Bhagavan says here, Bahya Sparsheshu Asaktatma. He is not interested in Bahya Sparsheshu. Bahya Sparsheshu means what? Happiness born out of contact with external things. Jnani is not attached to the happiness, that is Vishaya Sukham, born out of contact between sense organs and the objects. Saha Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma. Why he is not interested? Why he is not interested in sense pleasures? Because he is endowed with Brahma Yoga. Brahma Yoga means Atma Jnanam. Yat Sukham Atmani Asti, Tat Sukham Vindati Labhate. Attains Vairagyananda and Vidyananda as experiential happiness. And what type of happiness it is? Saha Akshayam Sukham Ashnute. Attains Akshayam Sukham. By knowledge. Here attainment is by knowledge. Now the question comes. These are all very important shlokas to prove that attaining Lord is possible only through knowledge, and it is not after the death, it is while living. Because so many philosophers are against this assertion. You want to attain the Lord means first thing you have to do is what? Die. That's all. Amal note kolla elli hogthiro. But Vedanta says, death is not the means for attaining the Lord. While living, if you gain this knowledge, the very knowledge is called attaining the Lord. Therefore, the question comes, okay, there are two types of people in the creation. One is ignorant, ajnani, another is jnani. Jnani is having vairagyananda, happiness born out of maturity. And he has Vidyananda, happiness born out of wisdom. But he doesn't have Vishayananda. He cannot have Vishayananda. The Ananda born out of ice cream he cannot have. The Ananda born out of marriage life he cannot have. Ananda born out of hearing the children's words. Kudalinidu, Yarinidu, Enbartham, Makkal. Like that they say in Tamil. One who doesn't hear the voice of the child, they only will tell that flute is beautiful. Sound born out of flute is beautiful. The sound born out of tampura is beautiful. Like that, who will tell? Who doesn't have children, they will tell. So society considers jnanis or sadhus. Ayo, pav. Nobody is there even to talk. And no difference in dress also. They cannot change their hairstyle. So many hairstyles come. Funk, spike, so many things are there. Only either you can grow fully or you have to shave fully. That's all. And dress also same color. Food also they cannot go and ask Bhagavati, Masal Dosa, Dehi. Or Vada, Dehi. They cannot ask Bhagavati, Bhiksha, Dehi only. Generally society is habituated to give what it doesn't want. Correct? Generally. But there are some good people who feed sadhus nicely. But anyhow, with all sympathy they feed. Yo papa, nobody is there to take care of this person. Even though he is bulky, but still, out of immaturity, out of ignorance, he has taken to this life of sannyasa. So what to do? Like that, they sympathize with the sadhus and jnanis. వాట్ శాస్త్ర సేస్ హియర్ దే హ్యావ్ అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద ఆనంద బర్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ అండ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ దే హ్యావ్ సో ద క్వశ్చన్ హియర్ ఈజ్ ఓకే వరల్డ్లీ పీపుల్ అజ్ఞానీస్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ వైరాగ్యానంద అండ్ విద్యానంద బట్ దే హ్యావ్ విషయానంద అండ్ దిస్ జ్ఞాని డజంట్ హ్యావ్ విషయానంద బట్ హీ హ్యాస్ వైరాగ్యానంద ఆర్ విద్యానంద సంథింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది గ్రాండ్ థింగ్ అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో మిస్సెస్ సంథింగ్ జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో మిస్సెస్ సంథింగ్ అజ్ఞాని గెట్స్ అనాత్మ సుఖం బట్ మిస్సెస్ ఆత్మసుఖం జ్ఞాని గెట్స్ ఆత్మసుఖం బట్ హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ అనాత్మ సుఖం సో బోత్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ మిస్ వన్ టైప్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద బిగ్ డీల్ ఇన్ గెయినింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ద ఆన్సర్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దీస్ టూ థింగ్స్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో బిగ్ డీల్ బికాస్ వన్ ఈజ్ ది రీప్లేస్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అనదర్ ఓకే సో హీ హ్యాస్ 100 rupees నోట్ ఐ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ 100 rupees నోట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద బిగ్ థింగ్ సో ఇట్స్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్చేంజ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ ఆత్మసుఖం అనదర్ హ్యాస్ అనాత్మసుఖం అనాత్మసుఖం ఈజ్ రీప్లేస్డ్ బై ఆత్మసుఖం ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాని జ్ఞాని హ్యాస్ ఆత్మసుఖం బట్ హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ అనాత్మసుఖం సో వాట్స్ ద బిగ్ డీల్ శాస్త్ర సేస్ రీప్లేస్మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఓకే ఇఫ్ బోత్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్ If one is infinitely higher than the another, then replacement is what? Is a loss, correct? So you go to shop, give 100 rupees and bring something. It's a replacement of the other. Suppose you give 1,000 rupees and bring 1 rupee chocolate. Children do that. For them it is all one paper only. Uncle give chocolate, that's all. 1,000 rupees. So it is a loss. So Bhagavan says here, ఆత్మసుఖం ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్లీ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ అనాత్మసుఖం ద హ్యాపీనెస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ విద్య అండ్ వైరాగ్యం హ్యాపీనెస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ అండ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్లీ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ ది హ్యాపీనెస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ప్లెషర్స్ వై భగవాన్ సేస్ అనాత్మసుఖం ఈజ్ అనిత్యం ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ డిపెండబుల్ subject to variation and subject to various types of gradations one reason another reason is this vairagi or a jnani knows that there is no sukham at all in the world objects cannot have any sukham anatma is an object object cannot have any sukham suppose we say ice cream eating is the source of happiness correct if it is the source of happiness it should give happiness to all the people who eat ice cream correct correct see fire is the source of heat that is why whoever touches it gets a burning similarly if ice cream is the source of happiness whoever touches that should get happiness correct but what happens If it is touched by some tongue, it is nice. If it is touched by another type of tongue, tonsils tongue, they call it. Gone, that fellow. So it is not the source of happiness. What do you call as Vishaya Sukham is nothing but reflection of Atma Sukham. It is a Pratibimba Sukham, Pratibimba Anandaha. So Jnani knows that ఐ ది ఆత్మా ఈజ్ ది ఒరిజినల్ సుఖహేతు బింబానంద ఓన్లీ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ప్లెషర్స్ విషయ సుఖం సార్ ప్రతిబింబం రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ మయోన్ ఆనంద స్వరూపం డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ ది ఆత్మా సో టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ ఐడియా ఇన్ అవర్ పరంపర దే టెల్ ఏ స్మాల్ స్టోరీ యూ మైట్ హవ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ డాగ్స్ try to eat dry bones you might have observed and if the dog is pet dog the owner of the pet dog doesn't like that pet should go out and eat something correct But dog is dog, whether it is pet or not pet. So it is always waiting for an opportunity when you go out. Suppose when you go out, suddenly that also goes out. So it searches something. And you try to keep the dog as a vegetarian dog. But dog has its own dog quality. And it has its own samskara for meat, blood. So it smells here and there. And find somewhere else some dry bone. Immediately it will not eat. Because if you come to know, it will beat. So it is very clever. So it tries to hide it somewhere else. It will go and hide. I have observed this. We had one pet dog here. We tried to make it as a vegetarian dog. Unfortunately, it could not succeed. Very intelligent it is. So it will not eat immediately. It goes and hides like that inside the mud. Then when we go to sleep, that time it goes and transacts with that bone. So what its idea? Bone is the source of non-vegetarian, correct? Bone is the source of happiness. That's why it struggles and hides and waits for your departure. Once you depart, what it does? It goes and picks up and starts munching or crushing it. So when the dry bone is crushed, what happens? The bone pricks into the mouth and blood comes. So the dog philosophy is, before the munching, biting, I did not have blood. After biting only I had blood. Therefore blood comes from biting the bone. That is dog philosophy. In the absence of bone, no blood. In the presence of bone, blood is there. Therefore, bone is the cause of blood. So it munches, 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 enjoys. Actually, what it enjoys? Not an iota of blood in that bone. It's a dry bone, correct? So its own blood, it is enjoying. So our Acharya Swamiji used to say, dogs can have this philosophy because they are stable. Four legs are there. They can live happily with this wrong philosophy because they are stable. Four legs are there. They will not fall. But poor human being cannot have this philosophy. He is not stable. Only two legs are there. When he will fall, we don't know. What is the philosophy of human being? In the presence of certain sensory objects, I am happy. In the absence of those things, I am unhappy. In the presence of mobile phone, I am happy. Whether Bhagavan is there or not, they don't bother. Mobile phone is there or not. In the presence of media, TV, I am happy. If something current goes or the cable TV wala doesn't give proper connection, I am unhappy. In the presence of people, I am happy. In the absence of people, I am unhappy. So for my happiness, I depend upon something external without knowing that happiness is not from the external world. It is my own happiness. And the external world becomes the medium for reflecting my own happiness. So Jnani knows this secret. Mayi eva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. He knows that I am the source of everything. Therefore, he is not depending upon ice cream ananda for his happiness, putra ananda for his happiness, patni ananda for his happiness. Understood? For his peace, security and happiness, he doesn't depend upon external factors. Since he is not dependent upon external factors, he is free from disappointment. Do you agree? Because there is no expectation, there is no dependency, therefore there is no disappointment also. He knows that when the medium comes in my life, my own face is reflected. Correct? So suppose mirror comes, I see my face. Suppose mirror is taken away or destroyed, I don't complain, my face is destroyed. Reflected face is gone. The beautiful face to see, that I stand every day half an hour and apply so many things to makeup. Makeup is to what? You are not up to the mark. Therefore, you try to make up through makeup. And there is a cosmetic world which runs billions of dollars to promote. Some people walk in a stylish way with a beautiful dress or something, new design, technology, these are what? All are to make up. The very struggle to make up is what? You know that you are not up to the mark. You cannot accept that you are not up to the mark. Understand? You cannot accept. You cannot accept that you are lesser than the Purna Vastu. That's the human psychology. You want to see yourself as a fulfilled one, as a beautiful one, as a happy one. But unfortunately, mirror shows what you are. So you try to, at least internally, I am beautiful or not. I should appear as beautiful in front of others at least. So with that idea, you stand in front of the mirror. And when the mirror is taken away or it is broken, you don't say, I am broken. Reflection is gone. Mirror medium also is gone. But I am there. You know, correct? Similarly, Jnani knows, when sensory object comes in his life, he knows that my own Atmananda is reflected in that mirror. Once the mirror goes, reflection also goes, but still I am Ananda Swarupaha. But whereas Ajnani doesn't know the secret. So he depends upon Anatma, sensory objects, Nama Rupa Vastu, which unfortunately happened to be a temporary one and Mithya. So he will certainly have disappointments and depression. And world will blackmail. World will blackmail whom? Ajnani. World will say, if you don't bow down to me, I will not give this. If you don't obey me, employer will tell, if you don't obey me, you will be given pink slip. Wife or spouse will tell, if you don't obey me, I will go for divorce. Children will say, father, if you don't take us to cinema, we will hide your spectacle. And that too when you are very hurry to go to some family, it happens. Whenever they want to go for outing, the child will hide their goggles, spectacle. So this fellow, where he kept, you know. Now we will search and give it to you. If you agree that you will go for weekend outing. So world will blackmail. But whereas Jnani cannot be blackmailed by anyone. Even the greatest emperor cannot do anything to Jnani. You all know that Alexander incident. Jnani doesn't lose anything. What is the argument here? What is the argument here? Jnani has vairagyam and vidya, and the happiness born out of vairagyam and vidya, but he doesn't have vishesukam. But here Shastra says, vishesukam also he doesn't miss. After knowledge, whether he lives in the world or not, as a Jivan Mukta Purusha, he lives in the world. If he lives in the world, will he eat idli and ice cream or not? If somebody brings, he will happily enjoy it. If somebody gives nice dishes, he will say it is very nice. He will not tell, I am Atmanandaha. I revel only in Vidyananda and Vairagyananda. I have renounced Vishayananda. He will not tell. Because he knows that Vishayananda is nothing but the reflection of my own Ananda. So all dharmic pleasures he will have. If he is a grahastha, Bhagavan Krishna was a jnani. And grahastha also, householder. Nice things of the life he had. But he was not dependent upon all those things. In front of him, he can allow all his family members to be destroyed. All are getting destroyed by their own family quarrels. In Prabhasa Kshetra, he himself was seeing that his own children are dying out of quarreling with each other. But what he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, సర్వము క్షణమాత్రం అనిత్యం.
దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆర్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ చైల్డ్ డజంట్ మేక్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ మై హ్యాపీనెస్. ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆర్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వైఫ్ డజంట్ మేక్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్. వీటిలో పోయి చూడకూడదు, మై డియర్ యువర్ ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆర్ అబ్సెన్స్ డజంట్ మేక్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్స్, డోంట్ టెల్. యూ టెల్ వెన్ షీ ఆర్ హీ గోస్ అవే, ఐ మిస్ యూ మై డియర్, యూ టెల్, బట్ విత్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ ఐ క్యాన్ నెవర్ మిస్ ఎనీవన్. సో హీ ఆల్సో హియర్స్ గుడ్ మ్యూజిక్, హీ ఆల్సో సీస్ నైస్ థింగ్స్, బ్యూటిఫుల్ థింగ్స్, హీ ఆల్సో ఎంజాయ్స్ ఆల్ ది ధార్మిక్ ప్లెషర్స్ వితౌట్ వయలేటింగ్ ధర్మ. సో హీ ఆల్సో ఎంజాయ్స్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బట్ డజంట్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ దోస్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్స్ ఫార్ హిస్ సెక్యూరిటీ, పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. హీ నోస్ దాట్ విషయ సుఖం ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ద రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ వన్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మసుఖం. దట్స్ వై ఈవెన్ వెన్ హీ ఈట్స్ ద ఈటింగ్ మంత్ర ఉన్న ఐ టోల్డ్ నా అండ్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ వీ హ్యాడ్ వన్ ఈటింగ్ మంత్ర బ్రహ్మార్పణం బ్రహ్మ హవిహి బ్రహ్మాగ్నౌ బ్రహ్మణాహుతం. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఈటర్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఈటింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మన్ మీన్స్ ఐ, ఐ ఆమ్ ది ఈటర్. అహమన్నం 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 అహమన్నాదో అహమన్నాదో అహమన్నాద అహగ్గు శ్లోకృత్ అహగ్గు శ్లోకృత్ అహగ్గు శ్లోకృత్. దట్ ఇస్ అ సాంగ్, సామగాన ఆఫ్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటన్, ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటన్, ఐఆమ్ ద ఈటన్. ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటర్, ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటర్, ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటర్. ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్, ఐఆమ్ ది ఈటింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్, బట్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ ఇస్ మీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ విషయాస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ మీడియం టు ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ మై ఓన్ హ్యాపీనెస్. ఇన్ ది యాబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మీడియం విషయాహ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ స్టిల్ హీఈస్ హ్యాపీ పర్సన్, హీ డజంట్ మిస్ ఎనీథింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ద కన్క్లూషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఇస్ వాట్? ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఎ సీకర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఎ సీకర్ ఆఫ్ విద్యానంద, ఫస్ట్ యూ షుడ్ గివ్ అప్ డిపెండెన్స్ ఆన్ విషయానంద. భగవాన్ డజన్ సే గివ్ అప్ విషయానంద, నోబడి కెన్ గివ్ అప్ విషయానంద. విషయానంద మీన్స్ వాట్? హ్యాపీనెస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ప్లెషర్స్. ఎవ్రీవన్ షుడ్ ఈట్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్, ఎవ్రీవన్ విల్ హియర్ సమ్ సౌండ్స్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్, ఎవ్రీవన్ విల్ సీ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్. వైల్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యూ గెట్ సమ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. నో వన్ కెన్ అవాయిడ్ దట్. Without your permission, if the tongue touches ice cream, it will tell what? Ha, it is nice, cool, correct? It doesn't ask in a part what certificate I should give. If it is given by spouse, it is nice. If it is given by father-in-law, it is hot or what? Some people have that idea. Food cooked by mother, not up to the mark. This fellow ate 25 years before marriage, mother's food only. Recently he married and wife is cooking. So he says, oh, what beautiful taste. Then mother comes and says, I only cooked. I only cooked. Oh, this fellow still doesn't surrender. He says, oh, because it is served by my wife. These are all fancies. But pramanam, the tongue is pramanam. Pramanam means what? Instrument of knowledge, which is meant to know what is the taste of that entity. Pramanam shows as it is. It says it is cool, that's all. So, nobody can avoid sense pleasures, but dependence on them should be avoided. Understand? Indulgence should be avoided by a seeker, and dependence on them for the security, peace and happiness should be avoided. For many people, food is a source of happiness. Understand? Food is not just to satiate the hunger, but it is a source of happiness. For some people, it is a source of security also. If fridge is not full, this fellow is insecure. What will happen? What will happen? And lot of disturbance in his mind. So, fridge full of eatables is called source of peace,
source of happiness and source of security. That's it. You announce there will be 3 days band. No vegetable food items will be available. You announce. All will be there in market. For what? So 3 days is a problem it becomes. So, Shastra says, if you are a seeker of Vidyananda, you should not depend upon Vishayananda for your security, peace and happiness. And you should possess Vairagyananda, happiness born out of maturity, happiness born out of dependence on the Lord, happiness born out of knowledge of certain facts of life. Once you gain Vairagyananda, once you are free from dependence on Vishaya Sukham, and once you gain Vairagyananda, happiness born out of maturity, you will certainly gain Vidyananda, happiness born out of wisdom by gaining Atma Jnanam. So therefore Bhagavan says, try to spend your life in gaining that knowledge and enjoy the Purnatvam, which is already yours. Bahya Sparsheshu Asakta Atma means Vairagi. Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma means Jnani. Akshayam Sukham Purnatvam Ashnuti. Akshayam Sukham means what? Purnatvam. The fulfillment which is his own nature, he enjoys. We'll continue.
येहि संस्पर्शजा भोगा दुःखयो नय एवते आद्यन्तवन्तः कौन्तेय नते श्रमते बुधः.
भगवान् टोल्ड् दट् ए सीकर् शुड् नाट् इण्डल्ज् इन् विषयसुखम् इन् दि प्रीवियस् श्लोक वाट् भगवान् टोल्ड् ए सीकर् शुड् नाट् इण्डल्ज् इन् विषयसुखम् शुड् नाट् डिपेण्ड् अपान् दि विषयसुखम्. Now in this shloka he gives reason why the seeker should not depend upon Vishesukam. The reason is he, yasmat, because Vishayanandaha is equal to potential dukkam. What do you call Vishesukam? Is nothing but dukkam in seed form. Here he says, ye samsparshaja bhogaha. Those bhoga, pleasures, which are born out of samsparsha. Samsparsha means what? Contact between sense organs and the object. And the contact should be relevant contact, appropriate contact. Suppose there is a laddu. Nice laddu is there. And it is kept in the plate. And there is a contact between eyes and laddu. What will happen? Saliva will come. Nothing will happen. And the spouse says or doctor says you are diabetic, you cannot eat, then tears will come. Sukham will not come. Dukkham only will come. Because it is not an appropriate contact. The contact should be between the tongue and the laddu. So that contact is called samsparsha. Sparsha means contact. Samsparsha means samyak sparsha. Relevant contact, appropriate contact, intimate contact. Ja, born out of. Samsparsha ja bhoga means the pleasures which are born out of the contact between sense organs and the objects. Te, all of them, all those pleasures, all those vishes sukham, dukkha yonaya eva. They are the sources of or causes of dukkham, pain. Yonihi means karan. One meaning is yonihi means mother's womb. Another meaning is yonihi means cause. Because mother's womb is the cause of child. So yoni he means here cause. How can you say happiness is the cause of dukkham? The reason is every happiness has three doshas, dosha trayani. I think some classes I dealt this. Three types of doshas are there with regard to any object or any sense pleasures in the creation. Anityatva doshaha, sadishayatva doshaha, apekshikatva doshaha. Anityatva doshaha, a defect born out of temporariness. One dosha. When it comes, if you are happy, when it goes away, you will be unhappy. You cannot stop them going also. Understand? So, anityatva doshaha. It's a defect. Coming and leaving is a defect. Without that, we could have been happy. Without children, many people are happy. But when a child is born in a family, they become more happy. When the child dies, what happens? They become more unhappy. So, it is called anityatva doshaha. Then, sadishayatva doshaha. Sadishayatva means there is a possibility of increase in that sukham. Everybody tried for such a sukham. One gets 70% sukham, another gets 80%, another gets 90%. There is a increase. So that's what one fellow came and complained, it seems, to our Acharya Swamiji. Swamiji, yesterday I went to that exhibition. There was some game, lottery game. I got second prize, watch. So he was happy. Then Swami told, it seems, that means you must be a happy person. No, Swamiji. For the same number, yesterday one fellow got scooter. Yesterday they have given scooter as the second prize. Today they have given watch as the second prize. So what is his idea? If I would have been the participant in yesterday's draw, lottery, and I would have won the second prize, and I would have got scooter. There is an imaginary gain. There is a possibility of increasing my gain even by imagination. So therefore, it doesn't make him happy even when he gets things. That's called sadishayatva. Third one is apekshikatva. You will be dependent on that particular entity for your security, peace and happiness. One dosha Bhagavan mentions here. Yasmat adivantaha te tasmat dukkayonayaha eva. Since they have beginning and end, arrival and departure, since they are temporary ones, temporary ones means which is temporary one? Objects also come and go. And the person, enjoyer also come and go. Understand? Enjoyer means the person, the individual also is a temporary one. And his capacity to enjoy that also temporary. At the age of 20 he had nice teeth, chakli, murku, everything he enjoyed. Snacks. Now 70. Body says, no, I cannot cooperate with you. You are overused me. All the time, whether eatable were there or not, chewing gum or bubble gum, all the time like a cow. You were eating that bubble gum. Bubble gum, you know, bubble gum? Bubble gum only they call it. It's an imaginary pressure. Nothing is there. It is a rubber type something. Nothing comes. So, like that you were munching. So, you overused me, so I cannot cooperate with you. But doctors say, don't worry, you come to me. Pay 5,000 rupees, I will give you a dental set. Dental set. And that set happened to come out whenever you put the chakli in the mouth. And chakli goes inside, it should be strong, na? Teeth. Teeth comes up. So, adi antavantaha te... Therefore, dukkha yonayaha, they are temporary, enjoyer is temporary with regard to lifetime and with regard to his capacity to enjoy. Object also is temporary. Therefore, they are sources of unhappiness. What is the connection between temporariness and unhappiness? Let them be temporary. How temporariness causes dukkham? Answer is, the sukham is born out of association of these two things. Sensory organs and sensory objects. when association is going to end, then sukham also will end. Understand? If this association has a beginning, it will have an end. When association is going to end, sukham also will end. So temporariness with regard to association is equal to temporariness with regard to sukham. Either the individual, the enjoyer is destroyed, or the object of enjoyment is destroyed, you cannot hope to have them all the time. Still you want to have them all the time, but at the same time you cannot have them, therefore disappointment comes. What is the definition for dukkham? That which you want to have, if you don't have, it gives pain. And that which you don't want to have, if you have, that also gives pain. Here, sukham you want to have, but at the same time you are not able to have all the time. Therefore, it gives you pain. Not only that, even while having them, you cannot have them as you like. To the extent of your satisfaction, you cannot have them. Because sense organs have certain capacity only. However much delicious it is, how many ice cream bars you will take? How many laddus you can take? How many dosas you can take? So that is the reason these drug addicts are there, drunkards are there, na? Initially, they get that optimum level, that's the language they use. Optimum level means what? One type of kick comes by drinking. So that optimum level they get initially with only small peg. Don't ask how you know all these things. Israel. Shravana. Shravana Jnana. So we have people to teach us nice things. They get pain, but they come and tell nice things to us, therefore we get knowledge. When I attended a TV interview, a debate about the family life or celibacy, so one person by phone, he asked, how is it possible for monks who don't know anything about family life can guide the family holders? So that interviewer, the anchor, gave mic to me. Who is the questioner? I don't know. So suddenly, by mother's grace, I got one answer. Spontaneous answer. I told it is a very illogical question. To know that electricity gives shock, I need not put my hands in the plug point. I have the maturity to learn when somebody puts the hand in the plug point, I told. What is the problem in family life? How we monks know? You come and tell to us. That's all. Nothing else. So the drug addicts, drunkards get kicked with small quantity of liquor initially. As even their body is accustomed to that, so quarter goes, half also goes, and full bottle goes. Nothing happens. This fellow is Chitta Prajnaha. What happened? His body is immunized. Object goes inside, but happiness doesn't come. That's why he increases his optimum level quantity. He increases. How much he can increase? To the extent that stomach can hold that water, liquor. So what happens? When he goes beyond, automatically what body does? It vomits. That's all. That fellow ends with a nasty feeling of vomiting. Correct? He entered the room, drinking room, for what? To have something? Pleasure. But when he came out, how he comes out? As a patient, vomiting patient, he comes out. So the equipments have limited capacity. But mind has inordinate desire. But equipments are limited in their capacity. Therefore, according to your expectation, your sense organs don't cooperate with you. Therefore, dukkham. Not only that, sense objects are available in a particular quantity. This much of sense objects are available in the creation. ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ ఇన్ లిమిటెడ్ వే అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గివెన్ ఫ్రీ టు యూ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పే ఫర్ ఇట్ బట్ మోర్ ది యూజర్స్ మోర్ ది కాంపిటీషన్ మోర్ ది కాంపిటీషన్ మోర్ ది ప్రైస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ సో ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద కెపాసిటీ టు పే ది ప్రైస్ వాట్ యూ డూ యూ టేక్ టు ఇమ్మారల్ మీన్స్ టు గెట్ దట్ సో ద పర్సన్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ ఇన్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్ట్స్ బ్రింగ్స్ పాప ఫల బికమ్స్ ది దుఃఖ కారణం సో మెనీ రీజన్స్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ వై దుఃఖ యోనయే ఏవతి ఫస్ట్ రీజన్ ఈజ్ అనిత్యత్వాత్ దుఃఖం దుఃఖ హేతు సెకండ్ వన్ ఈజ్ సాధిశయత్వ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇన్క్రీసింగ్ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దుఃఖ యోనిహి దెన్ థర్డ్ ఇన్ ఈజ్ అవైలబిలిటీ ఆల్సో ఈస్ లిమిటెడ్ కాంపిటీషన్ ఈస్ మోర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు పే పే ఇన్ వాట్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ మనీ సెన్స్ సో ఇన్ సమ్మర్ ఎవ్రీబడి గోస్ టు హిల్ రిసార్ట్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్ సో యాజ్ ఈవెన్ యూ గో టు ఊటీ ఆన్ ది వే హోల్ ఊటీ రోడ్ ఈజ్ jam packed so you get irritated traffic then you go there and you find that the hotel room prices are 5 times because summer time only they will earn normally it is 1,000 rupees it is season therefore 5,000 rupees so you burn what you burn your purse and burn your mind also understand so you have taken your family members you cannot say hey this is 5 times higher than the normal cost so let us go back to house you cannot say because you have brought children so they will demand so kama krodha lobha moha mada matsaryadi fire burns you there is a fear or anxiety of losing them even while you enjoy them not only that very objects are temporary they will be snatched away from you by a more powerful person suppose you are staying in a room that room is wanted by somebody powerful person so what hotel butler will come sir please vacate sir we will give back your money please vacate cm is coming luxury shoot so our parampara says it is like a life of a dog we just throw a plate of food what dog does it first it confirms that other dog should not come correct first so being powerful compared to his local dogs being powerful he barks everyone and makes everyone to get away then he goes and touches the food then again there is an anxiety whether more powerful dog will come or not so like that the other dogs small dogs which were thrown away or driven away they are not going to keep quiet also they will be trying and trying to disturb so it is an anxious moment every moment of sense pleasure is what anxious moment anxiety with regard to what will I retain it before getting them will I get after getting them can I retain it after losing them poche I lost it so with that type of anxiety and worry human being tries to be happy by sense pleasures so it is a foolish attitude therefore bhagwan says teshu budaha na ramate intelligent people don't indulge in those things in which things in the visheshukam bhagwan doesn't say they will not enjoy visheshukam bhagwan says teshu na ramate he will not indulge he will not depend upon he will not lose himself in that pursuit who will not lose himself in that pursuit budaha intelligent person a viveki a mumukshu will not revel will not consider them as the source of happiness peace and security even a common sense is enough to know that indriya sukham will lead to dukkham because anityatva సాధిశయత్వా ఆపేక్షికత్వా ఆద్యంతవంతత్వా తే దుఃఖయోనయః బుధ తేషు న రమతే. ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్ విల్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ దెమ్, డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ఇంద్రియ సుఖం. మోర్ డీటెయిల్స్ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్.
కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరయే పరమాత్మని ప్రణతక్లేశనాశాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.